Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits, so come on girl, trends with benefits. Trends with benefits, I'm talking about the trends with benefits. Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits, the only podcast on the internet that talks about trends.
That's right, Gabe. We are the first, we're the best, and we are the greatest of all time. G-O-A-T, right?
Yep.
That's what we always say. Goat. We always say it. We're the goat.
Well, I'm Goat Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two goaty goat hosts, July Diaz.
Meh.
And we have a very special guest. Just kidding. No, we don't. It's the three of us, and you're going to love it.
Yeah. We're busting out all our biggest hits because we don't have the star power maybe this week besides ourselves.
Yeah. We really got to, no pressure or anything, but we really got to knock it out of the park.
Right. We're certainly, no one's certainly downloading this one based on the title alone.
Mm-hmm.
Which, should we just come up with the title right now?
Okay, yeah.
The
Boner
Butler
Island?
Did it. The Boner did it.
The Boner did it, great.
The Boner did it on the island?
Fine. The Boner did it on the island.
Everyone's going to understand that.
The Boner did it.
Oh, right. It's not all on us, you guys.
Oh, I forgot. We have a special friend who's always here.
Mm-hmm.
You know her. You love her. You want some more of her. It's our Miss Rubaloho.
Hi, I'm horny this year.
Oh, my God. All
right. This is the first episode we're recording in 2017.
It's 2017. And news alert, she's horny.
Hubba hubba horny 2017.
Oh. Wow. Well, at least she's not lying. We know she's being for real.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It would count for something, Robolora Hall, if it hadn't been an uncomfortably horny 2016 also.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't feel that different. And, you know, but maybe she's putting a like concerted effort into being hornier, and I respect it.
Is that the case?
I got older and all the robo high schoolers stay the same age.
Oh, wow. I didn't know she was also getting them young.
Wow.
Doing that.
I guess robots have the same kind of problems that humans do, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. They also get both dazed and confused.
Yeah. And they get older and older and they still want to make love to young ladies, lady robots.
Fast Times at Robo High.
We've all seen it. Yeah. We know the name. Fast Times at Robo High.
Yeah. Is that what that movie, what that line's from?
Yeah.
No,
it's Dazed and Confused.
I was right.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't debate movie trivia with me, Robo Laura Hall.
Robo Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No, it's
she's just listing her favorite movies, I think.
Oh, really?
Favorite Robo 80s movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty in Pink Robot Edition.
Oh, Robot Edition.
Yeah.
Robot Edition. We all, that was a beautiful sequel. Yeah. We have fun here, don't we?
I loved Robo Ducky. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's a new year and,
new
that
year,
means there's
going to
be, it's the same us.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything different out of Trends with Benz.
Yeah. If you're looking for us to change, then I got this message for you. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Brother.
Just like Robo Laura Hall is just getting hornier. We're all just going to be more of what we already are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're going to all go up a level of obnoxious in, like, everything.
Nice.
So strap in.
July, strap in.
July, you're not strapping in.
There, I'm strapped in.
He did it. I can confirm he's strapped in.
Oh, wow. Well, never saw that coming. What's up? What do we do first?
Should we do your segment, Ask a Gutta?
Oh, yeah. That's my segment.
That is your segment.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ask Gutta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience?
Ask Gutta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content? What?
Board certified addiction medicine.
Wow. And we all know what the words are that are bleeped there. Mm-hmm. So this is my segment. It's the segment where you write in at twb.cool/ask or call 432-AGOTTAHIGH. You can also text that number. You come to me with all your problems, you know, whatever it is. Love, money, sports, dogs, horses, cheese, anything. Anything you want to know about, you come to me. For
video games?
Yeah. You need advice? I'll help you beat that game. I will.
She'll walk you through it.
Yeah. And I'm also uniquely qualified to answer lots of questions. So don't listen to Gabe if he says anything undermining my abilities. What do you got for me?
This question is from Karen. Dear Agata, I'm a woman. My boyfriend always wants me to keep my shirt on during sex. He said it's sexier that way because it's like we didn't have time to take off our clothes. But I'm worried that it's actually for another secret reason that he doesn't want to tell me. Is he grossed out by my body? Is he gay? What should I do?
Is he gay?
Is he gay? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Wow.
Wow.
You're saying yes, he's gay.
Yeah. Based on the story in this comment, it sounds like he might be gay. So you need to be supportive and just help him realize it, you know? Gabe?
I don't know. I don't feel like I have enough information. Like, how much does he want to do shirts on kind of situation?
True.
Every time? Or is it like he can't even do it without going over the shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like every once in a while just for shits? And
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't specify. I was thinking it was every time.
Yeah.
I would like to know what's on this shirt. You know, like, is it a funny shirt?
Mm-hmm.
One of those joke shirts that's like, I'm with dummy, and it's an arrow pointing down so that when they're having sex, he's like laughing.
Wait,
female body inspector?
Yeah.
Is she saying the penis is the dummy?
No, she's... Oh, no. Like, he's the dummy. And he's like, ha, 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 ha. I'm not the dummy.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the penis, too, because you said pointing down.
Yeah, an arrow down, like on the t-shirt.
Yeah, that's pointing at a penis, July. You don't get that joke?
But she's the one wearing the shirt, not him.
Yeah, but they're having sex.
Yeah.
So it's pointing at both of them.
Yeah. Okay, sure, yeah.
Anyway, hilarious shirt. You should definitely buy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah, like, if the shirt that he wants you to wear makes him laugh, then he's not gay.
No.
No.
Because everyone gets off on laughter.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a aphrodisiac, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a laphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the kind of great advice you can get from Trends with Benefits.
I'll tell you when your boyfriend's gay.
She'll tell you. Mm-hmm. And what's the, in this case? No, because the shirt's funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't, when I first gave my answer, I didn't realize the shirt could potentially have jokes on it. Mm-hmm. So now that I've heard July's perspective.
It could be a nerd shirt, too.
Yeah.
It can have the periodic table.
Loot Crate.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's any shirt from the Loot Crate collection, you're going to have a real laugh of a time.
And he's definitely not gay.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's, yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Question answered. You're
also
welcome.
Also, you didn't specify if you were a man or a woman. If you're a man, then yes, he is gay.
True. If you're a man and you're having this issue,
she did say, she did say very
I'm a
firstly,
woman.
I'm a woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you made fun of her for saying it, gay.
Right. Karen.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome, Karen. If you want to be like Karen,
a woman.
A woman.
With a great collection of Loot Crate shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Then write into us, because if you ask me, out of all the podcasts out there, no one is caring more than we are about your problems.
Carpenter.
Let's get into the treads.
Salt BAE is internet sensation.
Wow.
Salt BAE.
They call looks him like, Salt Bae.
Yeah, it looks like Roller Hall doesn't know what Bae is.
she doesn't get really like updated with lingo.
Yeah, so this is more of like a video-based trend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to watch a video of this Salt Bae, mm-hmm. and we're going to describe what we're watching.
Cool.
Is it going to play on the TV? Okay.
Yeah. So we see a man, white t-shirt, sunglasses. He's cutting up some meat, chopping some meat. Big steak knife.
Look how sensual this is, you guys.
The meat looks good.
Look at this. What is? Why is he slapping it like that?
And then...
So he's... That's it. That's
yeah,
the
that's,
whole thing.
That's the whole... Well, there's other videos of him. That was the original video.
So and it's then, the way he does a little bit of a flourish when he salts yeah. the meat.
Yeah.
And it looks very...
There's one video where he's cutting meat off and it's like landing in a woman's mouth. But like like most of the memes are from this one where he's like doing that salt thing. And he's also getting like most of the salt on his own arm.
Yeah. So at the very end, after he cuts up the meat, he lifts his right arm filled with salt and just... throws it, but in a like very cavalier way where the wind is throwing all the salt very majestically, almost like he's doing a magic trick and he's posing. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I can see why it's popular.
Yeah. It went wild. People love it.
Are people thinking that he is a real hottie? Is that why he's bae?
Because he's treating the meat so sensually, and like even when he's like cutting up this big like I don't even know, not in this video, the other one is like I don't even know what part of the body is, and he's just like he has such grace,
mm-hmm.
and he's like his movements are very fluid and natural, and like it seems like he, you know, knows how to please a lady, I think is where that came from.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
And then of course, people like looked into his life and stuff, and he has like 6 kids. So. So there's a photo of him with like all of his kids.
We should say he was wearing a funny t-shirt,
yeah.
Which we know is very pleasing to the ladies.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he probably got it in a Loot Crate.
The Bazinga shirt he's wearing.
Yeah, that's the main part of the video, is that he's wearing a Bazinga shirt. And then, you know, he's a hot man, you know? There's no denying it.
Do you guys want to go to Fogo de Chao after this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Louis making little grunts. What a little cutie. You know where we should go? The Stinking Rose.
Oh, that's right next to Fogo de Chao.
I know, which is why I was thinking of that. But that place, I've never been there, but what a weird name, right?
Right.
Why would you want to call your restaurant something unpleasant sounding like that?
Yeah. You want to go to... Have you guys been to that restaurant that's next to Fogo de Chao and Stinking Rose? I pooped on your food.
Sounds good.
Yeah, is that right across from a trash compactor that's been open for days?
Yeah, of course. That's a whole. There's a whole restaurant row there on yeah. La Cienega.
Those are the main ones, though.
Yeah. No, well, there's a... There's plate of vomit from those other restaurants.
Toilet cafe.
Toilet cafe, yeah.
Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah.
I heard Gwyneth Paltrow eats there.
At Toilet Cafe?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that? What's Goop?
Oh, yeah.
That's, her,
that's
right?
Total Goop. Toilet Cafe only serves Goop certified cuisine.
Nice.
Goop is such a dumb name for a company.
They're just ladling up the goop over there.
Like, no matter what the product is, it just sounds gross. Like,
yeah, it sounds like something I might have poured on my head at a Nickelodeon award show.
I was thinking the same thing.
Degree knife challenge.
What's this? 1,000 degree knife challenge? Do you know what this
is? Correct. So this is sort of in the vein of Ice Bucket Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a series of videos.
Is it like a YouTube thing?
It's a YouTube thing. It got very popular over the holidays. So let's play a video and then we can talk about what we see. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Whoa.
So
it's just a really hot knife that's cutting through all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so YouTubers are recording themselves as they heat up a steak knife and are cutting various objects, like a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, they've got a torch going right now, and it looks like they're heating up the steak knife. Both of our trends so far have heavily featured steak knives,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. It's big. It's what's trending.
We all love to eat steak.
So they got three blow torches going at once right now.
That's insane.
What?
Is soap?
Soap?
It doesn't look real, right? Like, is this just Photoshop?
You think this video is Photoshopped?
Yeah, you know how they can Photoshop videos now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the blade is becoming very orange.
It looks so hot.
With heat.
Yeah.
Now they're going to cut into the soap.
It made a noise.
It made a weird noise.
And it's melting.
The knife looks fucking weird. It looks fake. The whole thing looks fake. But
there's no way it's fake.
I don't think it is, but like no. It looks like it's...
Now, what is this? A ping pong ball?
Looks like a ping pong ball.
Cutting into... Oh, it caught fire.
Oh, my God. How?
It just shriveled into little bits. Guys, this is a great trend. They're just heating up knives, cutting through things. And seeing what happens.
So is this like everyone on YouTube is doing this or what?
Yes, this video alone has 64 million views.
What?
What is that, cheese?
That seems easy to cut.
Yeah.
You don't even need a
instant nachos, right? I mean, this is just like what happens if you're making a quesadilla and like some of the cheese falls out onto the pan.
Yeah, it's not that impressive to see melting cheese. I mean, it looks delicious, but like, pick something that like is cooler to cut through, or something we haven't seen.
So, would you two?
How long is this video?
I'm not sure. Would you two want to do this ever? Does this seem appealing to you?
Not really.
To heat up a knife and cut through things?
No, I don't.
No,
think
I don't
so.
Think so either.
Yeah, it seems dangerous.
Yeah,
it seems. It also seems like you're ruining your knife. The guy's laughing.
Yeah, he's loving it. This is just cutting through stuff with a hot knife. I gotta say, this it's kind of like hypnotic to watch, but it makes me feel sad that that's what these guys are spending their time doing.
Yeah. And I guess that's the end.
Okay, well, 65 million people or 65 million times that has been viewed.
Wow. That's one view for every year since dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Whoa. That's crazy. I don't understand why anyone cares about this.
No, me neither.
Well, Gabe said it best. It's very hypnotic to watch.
Right, right.
That's true, yeah. I guess I didn't hate watching it. I just don't understand why someone put in the effort to, like, film this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's the idea of living vicariously through someone else doing a very dangerous thing, and so you don't have to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. It just, like, scratches that itch of curiosity.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, there's a bunch of children on YouTube, and it probably appeals to them
more
so
than us.
It's like, Mom, can I heat up a knife and cut through stuff? No, just find someone who did it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Super Mario Odyssey is coming soon.
Cool, cool. So there's a new Mario coming out, right?
There's a new Mario coming out.
For the Wii?
No, on a new Nintendo system.
The Switch?
The Nintendo Switch.
The Switch.
Ah. Yes. So what does the Switch do differently from the Wii U?
Well, it kind of incorporates sort of similar characteristics from the Wii U, where you can play the video game on the device, like take it as you go instead of connecting it to a television. And then you can take apart the sides of the game system, and those would serve as your controller for specific video games on the system.
Okay. So Nintendo is kind of like the company that's always kind of running behind the other players
sure.
in the game mm-hmm. gaming world these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like the Wii U is pretty new already, but also pretty old at the same time.
But also it seems as though now all the top video game developers are shortening the lifespans of the consoles, so because pretty soon there's going to be a new PlayStation and a new Xbox. Those have been announced recently. And it seems as though Nintendo's new console, Nintendo Switch, is coming out very soon. It's coming out in March, I believe. So they're actually ahead of the competitors this time around.
They should change the name of March to Switch this year.
The month?
Whole month?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm into it.
Yeah.
I support that. I'll go for it.
Switch 3rd, Switch 25th. The month of Switch.
I love it.
Come on, Nintendo. Think of this stuff so I don't have to.
Yeah, Gabe's giving out his ideas for free, and I think you guys should take advantage.
Yeah, so just recently, Nintendo had a press conference where they announced a bunch of new video games coming out for the Nintendo Switch, and one of them was a new Super Mario game.
And it's called Odyssey.
Odyssey, and we have a trailer here we're going to watch.
Let's see it.
Nice. Odyssey. It appears to take place in New Donk City.
New York City.
I said Donk.
What's that?
Like Donkey Kong, I guess?
We see taxi cabs. We see humans walking down the streets.
New Donk City? That's real? I thought you were joking.
No. Okay, so Mario's running through what looks like New York City. He's Mario. But there are also people that look like actual real people, humans.
So he kind of looks weird compared to them.
I always assumed like all people in Mario World just look like Mario.
Right.
Now he's in a sand world.
Ooh, that looks cool.
Yeah.
Now he's in a jungle.
Hey, guys. Ooh, he's flapping his arms out like, I don't know. Well, this looks fun. I mean, it looks like any sort of modern Nintendo game. I mean, Mario game, right?
Yeah. Looks like he has a flying contraption like the movie Up.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Oh, and it looks like he has a little kid with him like the movie Up.
He's jump roping.
Ooh, Octopus Man. What's your guys' favorite Mario game of all time?
Ooh, good question.
Mario teaches typing.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, I'd say for me it's between Mario teaches typing and...
That's real?
Yeah.
Mario teaches spelling.
Oh, that one's good, too. Bowser's gonna finally get married.
Really?
To Princess Peach.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, man. It's been sort of will they or won't they between the two of them for
oh,
years.
Oh, yeah.
woohoo! Classic Mario. Cool. I'm in. Who's going to buy a Switch?
This guy. Oh, look at this.
Oh, and his hat has eyes.
His hat has been alive this whole time, guys.
Man, now I want it. I'm not going to buy that, though.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't own any video game console. Well, all I have is a Nintendo 64, but I don't play that either. But I'm not against games. I like games. I just don't want to own them because then I'll just play them all the time.
PC gaming's where it's at now, you guys. Forget all these consoles. The consoles are dead. It's all about PC gaming.
It's all about VR, right?
Yeah, VR. Build your own rig.
Ah, Gabe.
That's how you do it, babies.
Gabe, some people like to have a little box. Nothing wrong with that.
Computers are little boxes.
A littler box.
Okay.
funny pages. Funny pages. Funny pages. Funny pages.
Funny pages.
This is July's Funny Pages, part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip I haven't seen before. I'm just going to throw out a couple of recommendations of what we can check out. It is Sunday. I don't think we timestamped this. This is Sunday, so this is Big Comics Day.
Right. Let me do the timestamp now. It is Sunday, January 15th, 2017. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two goatsy co-hosts.
What time is it?
5:40.
5:40 p.m.
Nice.
If you're keeping track in your log of when we do our episodes.
Right.
January 15th, 5:40 p.m.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so we got the choices between pickles.
Mm.
Foxtrot.
I know what a god is not going to pick. Pickles.
Or Get Fuzzy.
Get Fuzzy.
I say pickles.
Okay, so we got one vote for pickles. Agata?
I said my vote first.
Get fuzzy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tiebreaker.
Louis, pickles?
He's so cute.
He said pickles.
No, he didn't.
Louis, touch my hand.
Rochambeau.
Rochambeau.
Oh my God, he's being so cute.
He wants food.
He knows. All right,
we can do Get Fuzzy, even though we've done Get Fuzzy and we've never done pickles.
All right, let's do pickles.
Okay, all right. Let's do pickles.
I always get my way.
Yeah, we know, Gabe.
Pickles by Brian Crane.
Oh, I love him on Breaking Bad.
Brian Crane?
Stinton.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Okay, so we have six panels. As usual, I'll go through the panels, except for the final one, as we will go around and guess what that could be. So let's start. Looks like we're in a hardware store. We see an older gentleman talking to somebody working the register, and he says, "I need a copy of this key."
Okay, so that's something we've all been through before. Like, who hasn't needed to make a copy of a key? And it's a big hassle, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Second panel, we zoom in on the employee at the hardware store, and he says, "You've been in here before, right?"
Hmm. Hmm. Are you still mad that we're doing pickles?
No.
Oh, okay.
Third panel. Yes. We go back to the wide scope of the two characters, and the old man says, "Nope, first time." The other guy says, "Huh, you remind me of someone." Fourth panel. We see it over the head from the perspective of the old man. He says, "Who's that?" The other guy says, "My grampy Jimmy." Fifth panel, we see the old man surprised, and he says, "How old is your grampy Jimmy?" Now, okay, let's go around and let's guess what the final panel will be.
Well,
who are the characters in the last panel?
Both of them.
Both of them? And they yes. both speak?
No.
I mean, I think if I'm the author of this comic, I've set up an obvious and perfect joke.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says why I'm 69 years old.
Can we hear the dialogue again?
Yeah. And I'll do like voices so you can okay. distinctly know who's talking to who. So this is the old man voice. And this is the younger guy. "Hey." Okay, so. "I need a copy of this key. You've been here before, right?" "Nope, first time." "Huh, you remind me of someone." "Who's that?" "My grampy Jimmy." "How old is your grampy Jimmy?"
69. He's 69.
Good. Okay, great guess.
My guess is that the boy responds, and he says, 420.
That's even better.
His grandpa's 420 years old.
He sounds pretty old based on his voice.
I don't think you follow what the panel's been. Okay, so final panel. You're both wrong.
No, what? Even me?
Yes, even you.
Wait, but I said it. I said 69.
That's not what they wrote here.
What is
but
that?
That's the obvious joke.
I know. It's the obvious one, but it's not what they went with. So what happens instead is the cashier says to the previous question about how old his grandfather is. Grandpa Jimmy. He says, "Oh, he died in 1997.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Is that a joke?
It's really more of a slice of life, right? Mm-hmm. So this guy came in, first of all, makes no sense that he thought he'd come in before because it was his dead grandpa. Mm-hmm. I hate this one. What are the comments?
Well, funny enough, no comments on this one.
Oh.
Wow.
Should we write one?
I don't know if we can. It looks like I can't find any comments on this at all. No section where there's a comment section at all.
Did they get rid of the comment section? Because I'm going to be mad.
It looks like an updated website.
No, yeah. That was the best part.
I know.
I'm so upset right now. There's
what is
that's it? The same website, but now there's no comment section?
And it looks way different.
What the fuck?
They rehauled it.
Don't they know that we use it for our show? What the hell?
But what is the joke here? Is that this customer reminded him of his dead grandfather? That's all?
Like, and, why and do also, we care? What? Yeah, why did he say how old is he? What?
Like, oh, wait. Is he trying to say, like...
Like, he knows him?
No, I guess... I think he's trying to say, like, you're the same age as my dead grandfather, which means you're really old. Is that the joke?
We got nothing. We got nothing. It was not a good comic. Apologies to Brian Crane.
Yeah. We should have went with Get Fuzzy. Oh, well.
Should have went with Get Fuzzy.
I got tricked.
What?
Wow. 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 That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God. Oh, boy. I don't know what we're going to do about this comic situation. We got to find a comic website that has comments.
I know.
Because that was freaking gold, those comments.
Gabe, yeah, July's 20 pages is over.
Yeah, it's
we
over.
Can't
we can't talk
it
about
anymore.
It anymore.
That's true. We got to open back up. We got to open up with the song again if you want to keep talking about it.
Okay. Yeah, we're not doing that.
No.
What are we doing now?
Well,
it's the end of the show, baby.
Are you all ready for a hoedown?
Oh, no, thank you.
You're out?
Yeah.
Agata? Okay, so this is the part of the show where July and I duet on a Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about something we talked about on the show.
Yeah, and it has a little theme song.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, get yourself a little bit of straw and hay. Sit right down in the bale, my friend. Now you'll find you're in the barn, and you've come to a gruesome end. It's the hoedown, where you bro down with death.
I don't think I've heard that since I listened to the episode.
Yeah. Since you were here, present for the episode? In person?
Yeah. It sounds great. Thank you, Mr. Matt Gourley, for recording that
for
us.
Yes, thank you.
I know you're still listening. I love you.
Agata, do you have a suggestion of something that we talked about on the show?
Oh, yeah. We talked about many great things today.
For us
Let's
to do a hoedown
do
about?
A hoedown about New Donk City.
New Donk City?
Okay. Let's do it.
Great. Laura Hall is going over to the piano, and away she goes. So I made it here to New Donk City. I'm like, hip, hip, hooray. Gonna go to get myself a banana. It's so cool. I surprised myself.
Well, to the airport I go. I'm gonna get a ticket to visit Mario. He lives in New Donk City, the capital of New Donk. Everybody goes there to see a donk.
What do I see? A little man coming up the ground. What the fuck? He's wearing overalls and he's short as fuck and I can't believe my eyes. I'm really going crazy to my surprise.
Well, la-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-dee-dee-dee. Mario, Wario, and Luigi. All those familiar faces from games ago. It's-a-me, Mario!
It's-a-me, Mario!
That was beautiful.
Thanks. Thanks, Agata.
Thanks for listening. Please, please rate us on iTunes, but only if you have nice things to say.
And otherwise, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Otherwise, don't even bother. And then follow us on Twitter, Trends W Benefits.
Yeah.
We have a Facebook page.
Trends W Benefits.
Yeah. And you can send me questions at twb.cole/ask.
Do your own hoedowns in the comment section on iTunes for when you rate us and review us. Do your own hoedowns.
Yeah, do your own hoedown. Mm-hmm. Our theme song's by Andrew Clotworthy, who can be found on SoundCloud at Clotworthy. He's a great guy.
Good guy.
Good
Love
guy.
Him.
Great group of guys.
Great group of guys. Agata, do you have anything you want to plug before we go?
I want to plug queso dip.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It's good stuff. And Gabe made some, and I've just been thinking about it this whole time.
I know. It's good, right?
Yeah. It's the best. And I think, you know, I was very homesick for it because I love queso, and there's not really places that have it here. So Gabe made it in his little pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
What a nice friend, you guys. My plug is for Gabe.
Oh, thanks. July. Do you have anything to plug?
I do not. I'll give my plug to Robolora Hall.
Funny sex t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She loves that kind of stuff.
Oh, you know what's a great shirt is when it's it looks like a naked body, but it's on a shirt. So
yeah.
Like a beach bod?
Yeah, a beach bod.
Yeah, that's funny.
I like wearing shirts like that. I like feeling like I'm in a new... you know, environment,
mm-hmm.
even if I'm just at the office.
Well, if you want cool beach bod shirts, you're going to want to sign up for Loot Crate.
Yes.
Because every...
Loot Crate has... go to lootcrate.com/TWB. They got your beach bod shirts. They got your gangster SpongeBob t-shirts. They got your Scarface t-shirts. What else have they got in there?
When are they going to start paying us? I feel like we're giving them a lot of promo.
They got your collectible Waluigi baseball cards.
All that stuff, man. Mm-hmm. You're just going to want to open it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just going to want to open it.
You're going to want to get up in there.
They got your Salt Bae little vinyl figurines.
Oh, yeah.
Your salt shaker that's just like him going like this.
Oh, yeah. The Salt Bae salt shaker.
They got your 1,000-degree knives in there.
Yeah.
Do you think someone's made a salt shaker by now? I feel like they had to have.
We'll have to replay the Salt Bae theme song if we reopen that can of worms.
Touche. All right, Gabe, do you have anything to plug?
What do I want to plug? I want to plug queso dip.
Wait, cool. That was mine. You're going to steal my plug?
You know what? I want to plug queso dip too.
Why? Guys, no. We'll just...
It's just, you know, like, it's so goop.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. Yeah. It's really goop.
And goop is, like, a word that makes things sound good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Ellen Selfie Dip.
Bye.